Today, I'm chatting to ex-fireman and long-time West Ham fan Neil Taylor about a really great project he's been working on during lockdown to support other Hammers fans who have lost work and suffered financially during lockdown. Hi, Neil. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited about this project. It's a Facebook page that you came up with the idea with your friend Danny. How did it come about in the first place?
Danny mentioned to me last year in the summer during the COVID. COVID came about in March, I think, the first lockdown. I've lost a lot of track of time with it now. But Danny said to me about setting up a page to help anyone in COVID that's suffering their business, and obviously to try and find people work, and it would get a lot worse, which it did. So we basically just advertise any work, not just us advertising it. We open it up to any Hammers. So whether that be in Newham or Essex or Kent or wherever, there's a big old catchment area of Hammers. And basically what happens is they just advertise a job on there if they know any, if they've got their own business. And they can advertise their own Hammers business on there. You know, there's a lot of Hammers that run their own business. There's people that run artificial grass, there's people that do car mechanics, people that waste. So they put their own business up on there. And so it isn't specifically for a trade. It's for any trade at all, really. And it's just to help people get back into work. And then what we done was we opened it up, as I say, for employment and business. And then we decided to support some local charities in Newham. And then a little bit further afield, there was sort of a limit. So we set that up as well. So it became a support page. So it's just gone on from there and it's just got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely snowballed, as you mentioned before. It's coming up to 9,000 followers on the page. Why was it so important to you guys to start this page to sort of all support each other as West Ham supporters?
West Ham and a couple of other clubs in England have always been sort of cut from the same cloth that support each other, really. When people have sort of been in trouble work-wise or anyone needs anything doing, there's a benefit evening for someone or there's a charity for someone. West Ham fans have always pulled together. I know that football is a working class based on that. That's where the roots come from. But there's a close community sense in East London. And I come from Newham. In fact, I could see the ground into the South Bank from a block of flats that I lived in from the age of five. Danny came from Newham, moved out of the area, but I sort of stayed in Newham. And it was just for me to try and help people that have fell out of work due to COVID. It is important to us to try and help each other. And now it's sort of helping more and more youngsters, which is I'm sort of passionate about that. So try and get, we're well chuffed with it, well chuffed.
I mean, you absolutely should be. And I think that's such a lovely thing to focus on. That's quite unusual. I haven't heard of it before, really, with, the camaraderie that naturally comes with football teams. And obviously fans haven't been able to all come together lately. And so to be able to make a community and still all feel so connected and all be able to help each other in such a useful way during the lockdown, I think it's such an important and unusual way to help people. So you mentioned there a few different things that the group provides. You mentioned that people can advertise if they've got jobs available or if they need work. You also mentioned something to do with helping younger people. I know there's something to do with apprenticeships on there as well. How does that work?
Well, what happened was I was contacted by a friend of mine, Paul Rosser, and he works for a large company. And they roll out, someone who rolls out the apprenticeships contacted me last year and said to me that they'd be rolling out apprenticeship schemes and targeting different boroughs. And would I be interested? That everyone goes through the same format. It wasn't any. It wasn't exclusive to me or West Ham, but it was just a chance of putting it on the page. And I thought it was a great idea. Apprenticeships. Prior to going into the fire service, well, 1977, 78, I started an apprenticeship. And apprenticeships are a good thing for youngsters. So when it was put to me, we posted it on the page, and we've had some good response to it. People have messaged me and asked me, and I've given the address if they've wanted it. Some of the youngsters have contacted Mark to help build up a CV and push that through. And from there, we've had other companies, West Ham companies, people who run their business on the page. take on youngsters, plasterers, carpenters, electricians, mate, and then help them out as well. And three of them, as far as I know, are still with the people at some 6 months on. So it's quite good, really.
Yeah, it's great to see that, you know, it started as something to help people who have lost work. And obviously that's a really useful thing to do. But it's grown now to sort of help train people. And it's been very difficult for young people going into the work world. I mean, I graduated this summer. It was a bit of a nightmare. It's been really difficult for people to sort of find a start for a career during lockdown as well. So it's amazing you guys can help with that as well. You also mentioned raising money for charity and things like that through the page. How does that come about and what sort of charities have you supported?
Well, from before this page, I've run another page on Facebook, Long Live the Bowling. That's been going up about 4 years since. Well, but yeah, that's about 9 months after we left the bowling, actually, the page started up. And I've always supported Little Isla, who's got neuroblastoma. So we supported her from Long Live the Bowling, got some badges, got some other stuff, and we've run some auctions. And other people then jumped on and auctioned their items for her. So when we moved over to Hammers for work, we wanted to help not only Isla, but some other charities, you know, local in Newham, really. So we helped the Homeless Vets Association out, and also a place called Lola's Homeless, run by a lady out of Canning Town. We was using the Vic Tavern, which is in Plaistow, and Woody and Trudy kindly let us put food donations in there for the Newham food banks to pick up. And that was through Iron Supporting Food Banks. So we started off with there. And then what happened was Danny and I at the Newham Boxing Club. COVID had obviously put a restriction on that. And that was only run on a charity. And it needed a bit of a boost really to get to kickstart it again. And what better from something like that's run for, you know, the youngsters into a boxing club and get some going. So what we done was we run a couple of auctions and we raised a substantial amount for the boxing club. So we've got future plans to help any other little clubs that set up. Yeah, so charity is a big thing, a big part of it for me. I wanted that included in the page.
Yeah, to use the platform for, again, such a community project. It's so great. You mentioned there getting the numbers up as much as possible so that the platform makes as big a contribution and sort of impact as possible. I know you've also had some really cool endorsements and people supporting you and helping out. Who have you got on board so far?
The response was fantastic, really. We had Tony Cotty, Frank McAvenny, Colton Cole, Billy Murray, Ben Shepherd, Billy Perry, you know, Irvine Walt, well-known West Ham fans, you know. If the Queen's available, because I keep hearing she's an hammer. so that'd be handy. But no. Any sort of West Ham, well-known West Ham. But if they don't have a look at the page and give us a shout, it'd be fantastic for us.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to join who is a West Ham fan, of course, they can, whether that's to look for work or offer work or support the charities that you guys have been supporting. There's so many ways people can get involved. So where can they find you if people listening want to come and check you out?
Well, it's on Facebook, Hammers for Work and Support page. And it's open, you know, open to all Hammers. Some people said to me, you know, I mean, obviously, when I look at the numbers, 8,900, 8,900 unemployed Hammers on there. But there's always someone on there that, you know, a lot of people contact me. I've got some work off your page through my friend. You know, they're Hammers. They're all Hammers. But there was Hammers on there that have got work. But when you're in work, it's about, what was that old saying there? It's not what you know, it's who you know. So at the end of the day, the bigger the profile of the page, more people can say it, and I'll give them the link. One thing I will say, Georgia, is that if anyone, I've had people sort of message me who have been a bit down, but I will never compromise anyone. You know, if anyone ever sends an inbox looking for work or whatever, we don't put it on the page. John Smith from Basildon's looking for bricklayer. I'll just put a friend of mine's looking for a bricklayer. Now, as soon as someone comes on and says, "Oh, I might have some work for him," and then what I'll do then, I make the contact. I'm sort of like the in-between, really, and then I link those two people up, and then that's it.
That's so great. So you can sort of have a level of confidentiality with it as well, with people who want to get work but don't necessarily want to say, I need work.
Definitely.
And as I understand it, you've got a website underway as well. Do we know when that's going to be out?
It should be done pretty soon. The one thing about the website is that we wanted it up is we can get 30 to 40 jobs put on there a day and they can get lost. You know, that you can put a post on and then someone will comment on a thread. And an earlier post that you put on, someone might be looking for a window cleaner, for instance, or whatever. That gets pushed right down. Well, with a website, it will be available because people can click on and there'll be a link there for all different trades. So you'll be able to see it on a daily basis, what work has come on, jobs advertised, and they'll be all listed for construction or whatever. So, yeah, so we want it done, you know, easy to use.
That'd be really great to navigate and everything if you can go by sort of like date or trade or whatever. Yeah, really great.
Yeah, and then when the website comes up, I'll put that on the page as well. So the link will be on the page. So because we want to keep the Facebook page because some people, Facebook's their way forward, really. But no, that's it. So all Amazon's welcome, employed, unemployed, whatever. Look, you know, trying to help people out. That's all.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Neil, for chatting to me today. It sounds so interesting and very impressive. Well done for making such an awesome community. And it's got so big now, and we hope that it will continue to grow and continue to help people.
Thank you very much for giving me the chance to, you know, tell you about it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And we will speak to you very soon, and we look forward to seeing the website going up as well.
Thanks very much, and up the arms.
All right, bye.